Well, hello, people. Bucks here. Bucks Podcast. Another Ontario story. This one is from Red Lake, Ontario. It's about less than 100 clicks from the Manitoba border. It's up near in the Kenora area. So it's way up north. Way up north. If you're from Ontario, you know that's almost a two-day drive. It says year 1990, fall, October. The date was the 27th. It's the nearest town, Red Lake. Nearest road, Highway 105 and Dixie Lake Road. This is quite a long story, and it's actually my last one on Ontario. So, let's get to it. It says, I lived in a small mining community called Red Lake, Ontario for a few years. One day in the fall of 1990, I saw something that I couldn't quite explain when I was hunting moose with a friend of mine. I have tried to rationalize that I was looking at it that day, and I just can't explain it. I must also say, I have only told four other people on this planet the story for obvious reasons. Yeah, I'm getting ridiculed, right? One of my closest friends who knew that, of course, I'm not crazy, and my father have heard the story, and they believe what I have saw. So we have driven into the trail that had not been on before from the road that we hunted regularly. The main road was called the Dixie Lake Road. I don't know if the trail had a proper name or not. I doubt it, as if there were hundreds of side roads and trails out there. My friend had told me that he had been on this trail a few times and spotted a big bull one day earlier that summer. And he said he also saw several birds, partridge, sharp-tails, ruffled grouse, where even he rode the trail. As a kid, we would go blueberry, raspberry, and Saskatoon berry picking with my family up there. As I got older, my friends and I hunted off that road all the time. I had been on the road many a times throughout my life, but this was the first time I ever ventured on a particular side trail. We were about 2 kilometers up the trail on the main road when my friend slowed his bike, four-wheeler, ATV, or quad, whatever you wish to call it, down. I pulled alongside him and said, this is the area that I saw the bull a couple of months prior. I told him I was going to stop and have a snack on the straight stretch of the trail. I had packed a lunch and that was in my backpack. He said he was going to ride ahead of me to the end of the trail, which he said was about another kilometer or so further, and to scout the area and look for any signs of moose. He rode ahead and he pulled to the side of the trail and turned off my bike and turned and took off my helmet. I opened my pack, grabbed my sandwich, and popped and started snacking. My friend rode off ahead towards the end of the trail. He is still close enough that I could hear his bike revving in the distance. I could see about 200 meters up the trail and about 50 to 75 meters back down the trail to where I came in. And I suddenly heard some noise up ahead about 700 meters to the right of the trail. This was right where my friend had just ridden past no more than 2 minutes prior. The sound was brush moving. I could even make out the sound to me like a thud or footsteps over the sound of my friend's bike in the distance. At this time, I stood up, put my sandwich down on my seat and my bike, and I started retrieving my 30-06 from the case stored on the back of the quad's rack. At that time, I was keeping an eye on the area where I was hearing the noise from. I had my gun case open, and it was about to pick up my rifle when, for no reason, I just kind of froze and waited and watched. I finally expected to see a moose or a bear come out of the bush on the side of the road. I knew by the commotion that it was going to be a fairly sized animal. I remember thinking to myself, just wait, what if it, before it sees me, before I pick up my gun. Suddenly the noise stopped completely. For about 5 seconds later I saw it. Initially, I thought what I was seeing was another hunter. That feeling soon went away. It was definitely human-like, but not quite. I always remember the initial reaction. I instantly said to myself, that's a jackass is going to get himself blown away walking through the woods dressed in black like that. Within 2 seconds, I realized I could not possibly be looking at a man. Whatever that was, took a couple of steps out from the bush to my right, onto the main trail, stopped, looked away from me towards the area my friend and just ridden to. All I remember seeing was a massive back, very muscular arms, a little pointed head from behind, wispy black hair swaying in the breeze of its arms. I knew for sure at this point I was not looking at a bear on its hind legs, nor a moose or a man. I then turned in my direction and looked right at me. I almost looked surprised to see me. I remember feeling this chill, or lack of a better word, coming from me to realize that what I was seeing was absolutely extraordinary. Amazing enough, I still did not have my gun in my hands. The case was open. I was just sitting on the back of my bike. I was in absolute awe at what I was looking at. The creature kind of stiffed and cocked its head back, gave a couple of more sniffs, and snorted a grunt, and then calmly turned into the direction that it came from. Was originally going to step down onto the ditch and cross the little blueberry meadow and into the thick bush, at the time walking two legs, making no noise whatsoever. I remember trying to realize that I was seeing myself. This has got to be some crazy old Indian who's like homeless or someone living in the bush, but nothing I could say to myself or make sense. For starters, it was at least 7 feet tall. It was covered with fine, whiskily black or brown hair, 2 to 3 inches long, except for its face, and it was covered in its palms. It was muscle on muscle. I had never seen anything so powerful looking. I looked like a football player in full equipment, but didn't have the V-shape or on his torso, more square and blocky looking. It was at least 400 pounds, but I was not surprised if it weighed as much as 600 pounds. It was at least as heavy as the biggest black bear I ever seen. Wasn't a small kid either, 6 foot, 200 pounds. And this thing would make me look like a dwarf. Only after it left the area when I got this kind of scared feeling like I don't believe whatever this thing was completely gone. I wasn't really rationalizing the feelings. The animals I saw, no threatening movement or anywhere. I had a 30-06, but still frightened. And just plain weird. I then picked up my gun, started walking very cautiously to the trail towards where I saw it go into the bush, never making my eyes off that spot. I got up to the area and just stood in the middle of the trail, staring at the point where I saw it, and waited for my friend to return. Finally, about 4 or 5 minutes, I heard his bike getting louder, closer. He chestered the hill about 100 meters from me and drove towards me. He stopped about 5 feet from me and immediately asked what was wrong and what did I see. He told me that he thought he seen me shoot at a moose. I asked him if he ever seen anything weird in the last few minutes. He told me not at all. I said then I thought some crazy homeless guy, and he said the kind of nervous laughing. We both kind of chuckled about. Then he asked me if I was serious. I told him yes, and he proceeded to tell him exactly what I saw, only after swearing to him to secrecy. He was a good friend, and I knew he would not. He not only could I trust him, but he would preferably believe me. We both agreed what we saw had been a naked guy running through the forest that time of the year. It was late October, and the temperature was around -0 to -5. Anyone without clothes would probably be frozen to death in a matter of hours. What stuck to me was the odd thought that the way the creature's hair was. It was wispy and not really thick or worn looking, like it was a bear or a moose. You could see patches of skin through the hair. I certainly didn't look like it was adequate protection against the severe cold winters that we have up here. Minus 40 is not uncommon through January to February. I just have a hard time believing that what I saw could survive extreme temps, and also the facts that we were miles from any town or campground, and there was no other vehicles on the road other than the trails. We got to Dixie Lake Roke at about 6:15 a.m., parked the truck about 20 kilometers, and got the bikes out of the back of the truck and started riding soon after. The incident happened around 7:30 to 8 a.m., and I know as a fact that we were the only ones up there that morning. Even when we left for the day, right after the incident, there was no vehicles parked or driving in. Wow, this is a long story. After discussing several scenarios, I'm trying to figure out what was going on. My friend then shook off his bike and decided to look for signs of tracks. There was a light dusting of snow on the cold ground, not even half a centimeter, and it was mostly blowing around and didn't stick to the surface of the ground. We can make out some marks on the ground where something had obviously passed, but not definite. But 1 minute into the search for tracks, we were on the side of the trail where we had seen the creature last. We were about 10 feet off the trail into the blueberry meadow. Suddenly, we heard a single loud banging come from the area behind the tree line, where at least I saw the creature. It sounded like someone's smoked a tree with a baseball bat. My friend and I quickly looked at each other and said to each other, "Did you do that, or did you just throw a rock into the bush, or when I wasn't looking?" After that, we both realized noise was not made by either one of us and took off. I just ran the 100 meter back to my bike in about 15 seconds with a rifle in my hand and full hunting gear on. By the time I reached my bike, my friend and I already jumped back onto the quad and started it and raced down beside my bike and just got there by foot. He kept telling me to hurry up. He keeps looking over his shoulders. I put the gun back in my case, locked, popped, sandwiched off my seat, threw my helmet on without the strap and strapped my quad and turned around and followed. My friend, out of there at speeds weren't exactly safe. We got back to the truck. I loaded the quads. When we got back to my place, my friend told the story to my father. Since that day, I have discussed it with my father 3 or 4 times, and the same goes for a friend who was with me. The story you have read is 100% accurate and truthful, not embellished in any way. The events described are exactly how they happened. I sincerely don't care whoever reads or believes this story or not. I saw what I saw. I do not want to draw any attention to myself. This is the reason why I haven't reported or told anyone but a couple of my close friends and dad in 15 years. I hope this will some way help you. So that was a long story, and I'm sorry if I kind of got messed up there in the story. But anyways, I'm going to leave it there. And that is the last story for Ontario. I think the next stories that you'll hear will be out of Manitoba and other provinces. So, thanks for listening. If you're a hockey player, keep that stick on the ice.